show, and as we were talking about the Trusen Bird Band, that
album. Are you okay with that pronunciation?
I don't think so.
I kind of like Trusen.
I like Trusen.
And right. people are going to say Trusen. You got to spell it different. Now, if you spell it different, if you spell it T-R-O-O-S-I-N, then people might
but
say
was,
Trusen.
Yeah, but without, if you look at it, true, T-R-U-S-I-N, Trusen Bird Band.
So is it trying to say sin?
Yes. Yes.
No.
If
no.
you hyphenate it, maybe that'll work. Maybe put an E in there
okay.
and spell it T-R-U-E
hyphen S-I-N. We're just going to overrule him on the radio show and say, no, with the Trusen Bird Band, it's Trusen Bird.
Trusen Bird sounds a whole lot better.
All right. It sounds like a person, right?
No.
Yeah. Well.
No? It doesn't?
No.
Trusen Bird? Doesn't sound like a name?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a
How
band.
About Mason Dixon?
Maybe a hippie child or something that somebody might name their kid
okay.
Trusen.
Yeah. All right. Well, regardless.
No, like my daughter's names. Do you know my daughter's names?
No. What's your daughter's names?
Crystal Melody and Harmony Jade.
Well, it was
Tom
you guys
named
smoking?
Them.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
You know, it's rock and roll names.
You know,
that's
yeah.
cool.
No,
yeah.
they weren't smoking nothing.
No, no, because I don't do
never
that,
happened.
But
no.
you know.
No. Well, yeah, but that was a long time ago. So you're going to actually sit here and say you've never done that? And
no, I would never say I never did that.
Okay.
I would never say never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because right. she okay. can start anytime.
Or quit anytime.
Quit anytime. Right. Right. All right. Well, that wasn't really where I was going
no,
with all
it
that.
Wasn't.
But thank you for the admission, Laura. And,
oh,
I mean,
yeah. I don't
mean,
lie.
Even our own vice president in the United States on a radio show admitted that she did it and inhaled. Remember?
Well,
that's what, I remember I saw that, right?
But another president said he didn't inhale.
He did say he didn't inhale.
And he lied. That was
William
dumb.
Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he inhaled. But then he went on to do some other things in the White House and mm-hmm. the Oval Office that kind of trump whether he ever burned down
he
or not.
He just said Trump.
He did. Yeah. That was kind of
oh,
funny.
I didn't. Sorry,
didn't
sorry out
that.
There. Please don't cancel yeah. me. I didn't say that on purpose. I would never bring that out on the airwaves. That
yeah,
would,
it was
that, you
funny.
Know what?
After, it was funny.
I think I've been doing this radio show for 3 years, and I don't think I've ever actually said that name.
Really?
I don't think so. And I don't say the other one either.
Right.
You know, I don't, it's just not what something we really talk about on the show.
We yeah, we try not to
yeah.
be too political.
But I will say this is no matter who
uh-oh.
Is in the, no, who,
here he goes,
no matter who,
out,
so who is in the office, whether you like the president or not, you always have to give a certain amount of respect to the office.
Absolutely.
You still doing that with this new administration? Because I know you were saying that during the last administration, but, you know, when the tables have turned, sometimes you might not have that same respect.
Let's just say I'm seeing a lot of things that I do not like, what's going on or the border and lots of other things, but... They won the election, and like what many people say, elections have consequences, and this is what those consequences are. Now, if those that voted for him don't like what he's doing, hopefully in 4 years or in 2 years, they make the necessary...
2 years?
Well, yeah, because we have a 2-year midterm, and that really kind of starts with turning the House and the Senate back if you want to make changes back to what they were. But, I mean, regardless of all that, all I ever have to say about The Office is I will never disrespect a president.
Are you talking about that TV show, The Office? Because I don't know what
no,
we're talking
no,
about.
You no.
Know, maybe
about
if
the,
you
the,
use
the
names.
The Office of the President
use,
of the United States,
oh, okay.
yes.
Because you don't use names, so I'm kind of lost here.
I won't ever bash a president, especially publicly. You know, if we sit down
I
and have a private conversation, talk about really what I think about this president as opposed to the last one, or the one before, or the one before. I'll tell you what I think, but to me, the radio show is really not the place. We try to have fun.
No,
it's kind of
it's
a
not.
It's a divider. It's a hate breeder, and we like to have fun, right?
I think his first motto was no politics and no religion and talk about everything else, and
yeah.
then we'd catch him week after week. He'd be talking about politics and religion.
I really don't. I mean, considering the amount
and keep
of...
keep it clean. I have to yeah. remind him every once in a while that. Keep it clean.
Well,
and
my views are pretty strong, so... But yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm proud of you for
I don't talk about I just don't on the radio
no.
show. Every once in a while, I'll bring it up a little bit. And if you pay attention, you probably know what way I lean or where I sit. But it's not for me to harp on. And, you know, if something really happened where I had to do something with the radio show, I certainly would.
I know where he sits. He sits in Goodies Home Repairs.
Goodies Home Repairs.
Bar stools.
Yes.
Thank you, Goodies
Mason
Home.
Mason Dixon, can you tell us about these wonderful
repair.
Stools?
these stools were stolen by Miss Tina Goodrich out of a model home. No, I don't. They're from Goody's Home Repair. Yeah. We appreciate the support.
She calls me one day. We got them. You come over to my basement and check it out. And I'm like, all right. So I'm down in the dungeon of the asylum. I'm like, yeah, all right.
That's where the spooky stuff
pretty
happens.
Cool in there. Uh-huh.
How come we never dedicated an episode about the asylum? Because I didn't grow up here, and I don't know all these stories.
I don't know. We'll talk. Maybe we'll see Tina. Maybe ask her on the last half hour of the show. But I do want to say we have to throw a couple of those other shout-outs. We're going to be calling Rob Slentz from UFC Tree Care a little bit later, but we have the other shout-outs, right?
That would be Dr. Max Masters of Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation.
That's right. And SouthHavenChiropractor.com, there's a new website that we've got up for him. You can check that out there. And also, because I alluded earlier that we're going to be shooting a music video for one of our songs here next week and sometime.
Oh, then we should promote Moondog Productions.
Moondog Productions, absolutely. But that's not who I wanted to promote. I'd like to promote Nicole Galata, because I talked to her, sent her a text the other day, and we agreed that she would come down that day and do some photos of some of the stuff that we were doing for our social media and stuff.
Nice.
Galata Imagery.
Yeah, that's right. So that's GalataImagery.com. All right, we've got about another minute left in this segment. What's going on the Racing Mason Dixon Show?
Like I said, we hitting lap 200 on Tuesday. We got a real special guest, Mark Dawson. He's in the Grassroots. You ever hear that song by the Grassroots?
Uh-huh.
Well, they play it there on Cozy FM all the time. They did it sooner or later. Love is gonna get you.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this, and
that's cool.
And we're almost done with this break. We're probably gonna talk about a minute more. You remember Mark Cheesley, don't you? He came in and did Rock World. Don't you remember Rock World right over there where the bookstore is now back in the...
Oh, he was talking about that where you was
You've
like,
got to remember that. That was the late 80s.
He did Rock World? What?
Yeah. Don't you remember the dance club Rock World?
He was a teeny bopper.
He was in a wheelchair. He was a fill-in drummer for the Grassroots before he got in the accident and ended up in the wheelchair. Yeah.
Hmm.
We're going to explore that in a minute. Again, see if I can jog your memory on that over the break and see if we have any more information on that. But yeah, I remember Mark. Kind of weird. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that in a minute when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.